The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain. As free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back.
Pat, you cannot bring Burgie?
No, I cannot. He's got a phone number. Okay, we're on the air now, so go with it, and I'll try and get Scott.
He says Scott can bring him in.
No, I didn't say that. I said I'll bring Scott in. Scott may be able to if he has the number, but... Yeah. See, Scott gets produced, too. He doesn't have... So he doesn't normally pick up the server, I don't think. But let me get him, okay? See if I can get him.
Maybe you can put the cell phone up to the microphone.
Okay.
He's not available right now. He's got a white dot in front of his green.
Okay.
So, if you can just, put Maggie over the speaker, that would work.
Okay, Pat, let me do the experiment. I'm going to put Maggie on the speaker.
Yeah.
Let's see how you can hear it. How is the audio? All right. Go ahead, Maggie. Talk.
Yes. Can people hear me in the chat room?
Yeah, they'll be able to. I can hear you fine, Maggie. If I can hear you, they can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and open, Maggie.
No, you can open. This is Revolution Radio with Maggie Ruth and fucking Bronco. That's my new nickname for you. It's the fucking Bronco.
Okay, without F. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Pat, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're hosting tonight.
Am I on?
Until Scott gets there, yeah.
All right. Folks, this is Bronco, co-host on Maggie Rose in Revolution Radio, Freedom Slips. So this is my first time to open, and I'll use the occasion to our mutual advantage. I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but I know it's going to be a good one. Maggie is here with me on the cell phone, and she will be also participating from a distance. So we're a little bit off the normal beaten path, but we will be with you and you will be with us. So folks, there are a lot of events happening, and I think we should go over what is the most pertinent at this time that the politicians are talking about the big time. It's a big talk about the reset and what they're going to do to us, the plebeians and the dirty and the vulgar. So I have been listening to Hal Turner, and it seems to be he has been pretty aggressive on them in the lately in his shows regarding the fake vaccines and the consequences of the fake vaccines. Maggie, can you mute your mic?
Yes.
Thank you. So it has been established that all of these pharmaceutical companies did know about the consequences of the fake vaccines to the health of the individuals who take them. They did know. So there is no excuse for anybody to say that they were not informed, that they didn't know, and that therefore they are not responsible, because whatever has been done out of ignorance. It's not true. This one has started 2010 with the Rockefeller Foundation, when they revealed that this is how they're going to handle the reset. By the way, reset means new world order. Doesn't mean just financial reset. It means reset in everything, all phase of life, economy, military, politics. So, and this is the deal. This is how I see it. Anyway, they knew about it. Fauci knew about it. The United Nations knew about it. They were all in cahoots. The World Economic Council, the World Bank, the International Bank for International Settlements, the Bilderbergers, all of them knew about it, and all of them were together in on it. They want to depopulate the world. The rest of the people who survive, they'll be forced to go through another round and another round until either they die or they're transformed into something very unusual. Don't know what, but seems to me some sort of hybrid through which they will be a property to the people who invented and patented the vaccine, since the vaccine will do genetic modifications to the individual. Therefore, as modified organism, they belong to the one who did the modification, though the modification has been done without a full consent and agreement of the individuals who accepted it, meaning they cannot treat it as real contract, because a contract without a full disclosure, all the terms and conditions, is null and void. Reason is, it's not fulfilled one of the tenets, which is meeting of minds. If you withhold any information from the signee of the agreement that is pertinent to the agreement and of consequence, then it means that that agreement is null and void. And this is what happened. They pushed it through the emergency, has never been approved. The animals that they used in the trials all died. The animals died. They never published it. We didn't know about it. They claimed that they didn't know about it. It has been pushed through our throats that we take it. Unfortunately, many naive people, trusting people, some of them stupid, some of them smart, but trusting, can't judge about it. Unfortunately, they took it, and they have to live with the consequences or die by the consequences of the same. The spiked proteins are being created, being injected in trillions in the arm. And then they have the capabilities to travel through the bloodstream to the minutest parts or vessels, blood vessels, including the brain, which means the spike proteins can bridge the blood-brain barrier. So there is nothing that is out of limit to this nanoparticles. What happens is the DNA has been infiltrated, and somehow the body itself can produce these very spike proteins that actually do the damage. It has been proven that in the microvessels, they create a clog, I would say, or some sort of coagulation of the blood. And that creates a microstrokes, if we can call them, prevents the circulation and there is a die-off of the tissue around because it has been affected the circulation, which is exchange, metabolic exchange. Without blood circulating to every cell, the cell is not functional. So, therefore, expect that more and more people will show up, regardless of the age, with some sort of strokes that would be very noticeable on mental level or walking. They cannot walk or they gag or they don't remember, whatever. So if this continues, then the disease will pretty much progress and end with the stroke. As a due to this, has been noticed that even 13 years old teenagers are suffering from heart attacks. So attacks the muscle, the myocard. You know, it is everything you can imagine. It's a concoction, it's a cocktail of chemicals, everything but a vaccine. This cannot be a vaccine. This is a misnomer to call it vaccine. This is a poison, period. So like 1/3 of the population of the world has been poisoned, and it is on purpose. It's very provable. There is sufficient information and proof that these people, the cabal, did this one on purpose and with planning. So what do we do from now on? The question is what we can expect from now on. Where are we right now? We know the party that has been screwed big time. And we know who the screwdriver is. The thing is, what do we do? We, who are not vaccinated. I believe, I can tell you my two cents, what I'm expecting. Not expecting any knight in a shiny armor to come and liberate us called Trump. That is not going to happen. To a great extent, people is getting, our crowd, the patriots, are getting more informed and more alarmed. The thing is, what you're going to do about it, or what can we do about it? Obviously, at this present moment, this political system does not give us any venues of justice, period. The pharmaceutical companies are not liable for the damage. As you know, you cannot sue the pharmaceutical companies. Long time ago, they got in cahoots with the government. They signed a deal. They've created an insurance company that will reimburse the damaged parties after they go through the hell and jump through the fiery hoops to get something out of them in a form of damage or liability. You know, with so many deaths, how can any institution or any bank or insurance company cover so many damages? I mean, how can you pay a life of 2 billion people? This is not a matter of money. This is a matter of a crime. And I don't think it is for money. Many people think it is for money. I don't think so. I don't think they are after the money like Seneca and Johnson. No, they are in the cahoots with the ones who print the money. It's not the money. The money is effective with us, the plebeians who think like normal people who work for their money, say, if I have money, I'm going to buy me this and that. These people have everything. To them, money is a tool of control. To us is the end goal. To them is not the end goal. It's just a tool. It's a big difference. They want us dead. That is the goal. They use the money and the big pharma to accomplish it. So money will not hurt them. Even if they give you the money, what can you buy with the money if you're dead? Nothing. Or would you accept the money and enjoy the money when they killed one of yours? Family members. I think it's actually opposite is going to happen. I think people will get so angry that nothing can extinguish that anger, which is a signature on the dotted line for their execution. And I hope so. I hope I live through it to see them all hanged. I would like, personally, I would like to see this system of things destroyed, falling apart, like an old broken engine. Have the carburetor separated from the oil pan and the crankshaft and the valves and the seats and the pistons, everything to be falling apart. This system is very ruinous to us, and it is a system, and it has to be crashed as a system. If you crash one part, they have a replica of that part. They can exchange it very easily. As you may have noticed, there are characters in this play, this Kabuki theater, that they can be, the character still remains, but the players, the actors can be substituted very easily. So sometimes Fauci looks like Fauci, sometimes he looks like somebody else. Sometimes there is somebody else wearing a mask behind it. Same with Joe Biden, same with Hillary Clinton, same with you name it. What I'm trying is to bring to your attention is the script has been set. The Kabuki theater is open. The viewers are watching. The characters still remain in the character. The actors are dispensable. They can put in that role anybody they want. And we think like, oh, it's Trump. No, it's the character of Trump. Oh, it is Biden. No, it is the character of Biden. Who is behind that? It doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter. The script never changes. Just to bring to your attention, have you noticed that whoever comes, whichever administration of whichever party comes, that the foreign policies do not change, that the train remains on the track. It doesn't change. It's not a ship. It is a train. So somebody is laying the tracks, and the job of the administration is to drive the train smoothly. It's not to change the course, cannot change the course. We'll be assassinated. We'll be changed. So we have experienced that. The kingmakers are doing it. Who are the kingmakers? This is very important, folks. Very important to know who is your enemy. Sun Tzu, the strategist 5 centuries before Jesus, lived in China from the province of Wu. He was the main advisor to the king for military affairs. Strategist, right? He says, if you know your enemy as good as yourself, out of 100 battles, you will have 100 victories. And I agree with it. The most difficult part is to encounter an enemy that you do not know, that you are fighting air. You're fighting some creature that you cannot touch. The element of surprise freezes you. Your conscious, you cannot make any decisions because you do not know who it is, where it is shooting at you, how it does it. You freeze. You are impotent at that time. It's very important to know who your enemy is. If you want to have a victory, at least chance for a fight. In this case, the cabal owns the whole system, and the system is throughout the world. It's not China versus America versus Canada versus whatever. No, 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 no. This, with the vaccines, proved that this was a global, throughout the earth. All these puppets signed in on it. They were given a duty to destroy their own people. 99% of them went along with it. There are 3 presidents of countries that did not go along with it. They decided to tell the truth, and they were murdered, assassinated. That was the president, John, forgot his name, of Tanzania. That was the president of Burundi and the president of Haiti, the little country of Haiti. So these people were true men. These people were true patriots. They loved their own people. They ought to be remembered as such. They should be an example to every living president, how ought to be. The rest of the presidents, especially our presidents here, neighboring Canada, United States, and New Zealand, Australia, you name it, France, act typically like puppets, very servile to their masters, masters of the cabal. So should I go into the list who the cabal is? By now, I hope you understand what I'm talking about. You should be educated by now to know who the cabal is. It's not the people, I assure you. Now, people usually want to be left alone. These people who are in the cabal and who are doing all of this are also servants or subservient to a higher power. And it's not God. It is the Satan, the devil, who has been given the authority to rule the earth, who has been given the, not the right, but who has been given the opportunity to mislead. Put it this way. If God wanted to stop him, he would have stopped him long time ago. But now the time is expiring. 6,000 years have passed. The 7,000th should be a year of Jubilee, which means very, very soon we should expect the end of it. I believe personally that we have about the next 3 years, maybe. I do not know. 3-4 years, it's going to be very crucial. It's going to be a matter of survival. It's going to be years when it's not going to be the matter whether you're going to be successful and graduate from college and start a career and make money. It's going to be just a pure survival. And there are two survivals here, if I may break it down. The survival of your body, and the one is survival of your integrity. For your soul. The demons are here for the second one. But if they don't get the second one, which is the primary prize for them, they will settle for the first one, which means just to kill you. They know they cannot extort the soul. The soul cannot be taken away, can be only given away, meaning with consent. If that is done by force, it doesn't count. There is a court. There is a court in the heavens, and all the heavenly dwellers are aware of it. I think Scott is here.
Yeah, I'm with you, Franco. Good to be with you.
Thank you very much, Scott. Thank you very much. So, would you like? I had the monologue so far. I hope I'm not boring to the audience.
I enjoy your monologues.
Thank you very much. Would you please give a comment to our listeners tonight? What do you think about the situation with the so-called vaccine that they perpetrated on the unsuspecting patriots? Please go ahead.
Well, the vaccine is a death shot. It is killing more people. It's not a vaccine. It's an experimental synthetic substance that is changing people's RNA and DNA and infecting their cells with the protein, the spike protein manufacturing capability that turns on and never turns off and overwhelms your immune system, as Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Mikovits were talking about. So we've seen this. This delusion take over the mind of many in America, and it's staggering. It's fearful that so much of the population have turned into a bunch of fetus position, curled under their desk with their thumb in their mouth, children that have abandoned all self-moral responsibility. And what's most disturbing to me is that the entire military has been compromised by our own leaders, by our own military officials, like these traitors and cowards like General Milley and many others in the U.S. Medical Command that have been giving veterans and giving active duty and reserve duty soldiers this vaccine, which will destroy our ability to defend our nation from the hordes of Central and South Americans that will be coming up to rape and plunder, like we've seen in the Rape of Berlin after World War II, that day will be coming to America, because you will have a very degraded ability for the police and the military to stand and defend it. So it becomes the duty of the 150 million Americans that are armed, the former veterans, to stand at post and defend your communities, your towns, your counties. And I think we're witnessing the end of a federalized republic and an emergence of a anti-federalist conglomeration of smaller city-states, sovereign republics, confederacies of, state unions. So you'll have South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Utah, Kansas, Texas, these sort of states gathering and declaring Second Amendment sanctuary states and regions. You could have this in some areas of the South. But, you know, the shithole areas of the country, like Detroit or Chicago or parts of Wisconsin, Kenosha or Seattle or Portland, Oregon, where these left-wing Antifa transgender thug Nazis are, gathering a festering disease, they're going to rip down and destroy and rip down the statues and destroy certain parts of the country. And that's why many people are abandoning different parts of the country. That's where they're abandoning California and going to Texas or going to Florida. But I'm not about abandoning. I'm about standing my ground and fighting back and winning. And we are stronger than the left wingers. We're stronger than these cowardly fools that have destroyed themselves. They've committed suicide by taking this vaccine. But people need to be prepared. And I don't apologize for it. And I don't make excuses for other people's decisions. If they are dumb enough to get a shot, dumb enough to get this fake vaccine, narcissistic and selfish enough to think that they're going to get this totally untested, not FDA approved synthetic substance and permanently alter and pervert and corrupt and damage their body and their cells to the point where they develop blood clots and all sorts of other things and Alzheimer's and dementia and all these mental things. If people are so stupid to do that to themselves, then, you know, the world's a better place without them. And I think that's where we're moving towards. You're going to have a lot of dead people because of their stupidity. And present company excluded, and I think a lot of people recognize this. So it could be very interesting too. And
in the other hand, you know, if you think about that, I agree with you. Let's say the zombies, they will be somewhat dead, let's say, in a couple of years. Now I'm thinking about it, a moral question, just a moral dilemma. Is that bad or good? So I've been thinking about it for a while. You know, it's not that I wish anybody dies. God says he wants everybody to get saved, to get to know him and so on. Talking about the death of the body. I'm not talking about the death of the soul, because ultimately God is the ultimate judge for that part. But the other one, you know, if I'm surrounded with 100 zombies telling me to put the mask on, even though I have it, but my nose is not covered, which in their opinion, I do not wear the mask properly. So I get reprimanded and bothered in Home Depot, telling me that I should wear the mask properly. Now I'm imagining those 10, 20 clerks who were there, and if they were gone, would have been better for me or not? Well, the answer is yes, I would not be bothered. See, I can deal with normal people in a normal way because I belong to that category and we speak same language. When I talk to abnormal people, unreasonable people, I cannot communicate. I mean, I'm speaking in a different language, and it's not Macedonian. So, you know, I'm thinking, God says that he will send them a strong delusion so they may believe the lie because they refuse the truth. They didn't like the truth. What about, I'm just speculating loudly, what if this is God's choice? What about if this is exactly the fingers of God who is doing it. I'm just speculating. What if? I do have no objection to his doing, whether he is, actually, he can never be wrong. I mean, whatever, whatever he does, he owns everything and he has the right to do whatever, and all his ways are just. It's not up to me to question it, given from the position of not understanding the things. Who can know the mind of God? But you know what? Might be the time of harvest. I'm just speculating. Might be the time of harvest. Back to
here's, you. Here's what we're going to see happen, Bronco. I've talked about this today. We're going to see the society, the portion of society that, and let me bring Patrick Berge into here, because I think he'll want to be part of this too. Let me just add him. All right, I'm going to try and add him in. But what we're going to see is a portion of the society that has gotten this shot. They are going to be descending and disintegrating and becoming more animalistic and monstrous and Frankenstein-like as days go forward. You remember the story of the demoniac who was in the hills, in the tombs, yes. You know, breaking the chains of iron, who Christ came to and came across the sea and brought him into his right mind and fully clothed, right? He cast out the demons and the demoniac. Now, this is an extraordinarily significant figure in the Bible. This was the equivalent of the Frankenstein, Wolfman, Bigfoot combined, with a hysterical, fearful, you know, banshee shrieking voice. I mean, talk about a terror of the neighborhood. Was this demoniac who was living in the tombs. I mean, it was right out of a Stephen King novel. Now, the thing is, Christ healed him and brought him into his right mind. But we're going to witness people who we thought were in their right minds as days go forward, descending and disintegrating and melting into this madness, this demoniac behavior, this ferocious, angry narcissism, because that is according to the timeline of you know, the last days. Things will get worse and worse and worse. Now, we don't, as born-again sons of God, we become brighter and saltier and better and better. The things of the world are withering and decaying and rusting and disappearing. That doesn't bother us. We're not of this world. Our citizenship's not of this world. But everyone else who is of this world and do serve their father, the devil, and worship all of these things of the world, they're going to decay and become totally degenerate. And this is where the shot is going to be turning them into Alzheimer, dementia-afflicted patients who are going to lose their minds. And you're also going to have, you know, a predatory, you know, sort of gang civil war, you know, escape from New York, possibly. And none of this is pretty. But as a military person, we have to be prepared for all possible scenarios. So I think you're going to have an awakening in the country that will bring to the surface leaders, warriors that will stand and by all means necessary defend their family and their property and their towns. They will kick out and stop all of these forced vaccinations. They won't entertain any of this. So you're going to see a very different country in a year from now. And Patrick Berge, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Scott. Thanks for inviting me on.
Well, pal, you know, it's an honor. Bronco and I were down in Monterey and talking with Dr. Mikovits when she was there and gave a lecture on these vaccines and the morbidity of them and the damage it's going to do to the health. And I'm struck by what this is doing to our military personnel, because all of our military, if you're getting 80% of the military get this shot, which all the doctors and scientists that I believe are honest are saying this is going to devastate people, this is going to cause mass deaths of organ failure and all sorts of stuff in the next year, it seems like our entire military, as well as our police and emergency services, have been given a death shot. And it opens us up to all sorts of negative scenarios where our military is neutered, is null and void. So, Pat, I want to get your opinion on what is this whole COVID-19 vaccination and what is it going to do to our military and therefore our country? Because we already know we have traitors wearing our uniform, like General Milley and all these others. So it shouldn't surprise us that they have, essentially assassinated our young men and women in uniform through this shot. But I'll get your opinion. Go ahead, Patrick Berge.
Yeah, you remember what I used to say up in D.C., Scott? Elections matter even if they cheat, right? I'm not getting a shot, but if you're in the military and they say get a shot, you get a shot. If your shot card's not filled, then they'll kick you out. So it's a problem, obviously, but it's what we got. It's not my fault. And you're more optimistic than I am. You always have been. You know me, right? But when you're talking about people actually standing up, it's not what I've witnessed, Scott. Some, yes, don't get me wrong. I mean, there are, there are a number that have. But, overwhelmingly, the people that actually have the people that actually buy ink by the barrel or the people that actually have the names in the contact list won't use them. So we're in this situation now. I don't really see people standing up like you do, right? And if you go back historically, like to Nazi Germany and such, they didn't stand up. They just turned around and said, okay, sure, yeah, I'll run that oven, right? So
are you still there, Pat? I think we
lost him.
We lost him. Let's see. Well, Bronco, you go ahead and give us your thoughts on what Pat was saying, and we'll try and bring him back.
You know, to have 40% of the military vaccinated, it means directly compromising the security issue for the whole country. This is a matter of national security. However you want to sugarcoat it or cut it, you're going to end up to the same. I gave an example. If you have a crew, tank crew of five people, and two are missing, is your tank really functional? Or same with a boat or the ship or whatever, you know, some artillery piece. No, it's not. That is the question. That is the answer, actually. It's not. So I'm thinking, what about if this is exactly the plan? You know, demoralize, kick them out, whoever it's a patriot, put them on a blacklist. The rest of them become zombified. They die. They are dysfunctional, becoming sitting ducks. You know, give to the Chinese and Russians the biggest secrets. Don't let the independent submarines, the captains of the submarines, to act independently. Let them wait on a code that it will never be sent to them to counterattack, even to counterattack. So, sitting ducks being betrayed from inside. Too bad for the officers who are patriots and the soldiers who are patriots. We have been betrayed from the top. The fish stinks from the head first, but it gets cleaned from the tail. So all these traitorous, satanic people who wear uniform, there is no way to appeal to their conscience because they ain't got any. So it's a waste of time. Like Milley, like the rest of them in the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So don't know what to tell you. It has to be some sort of justice. I do not know if it can come from a man. I have a feeling that men are impotent in this case. Yeah. 90% are frozen in fear. The 10% cannot do it by themselves. Cannot. Because the zombies, the 40% of zombies will be unleashed. So as I see the patriot, he has all the enemies he can imagine, including his friends. Only God can get us out. We cannot get out. It's so complicated, so much turned against us. Back to you, Scott.
Yeah, and only, you know, prayer, and I think you're right, God's putting us in this position, and only prayer can get us out. Prayer also armed with fortitude and strength and conviction and a diehard attitude that we will not surrender, we will not retreat, we will not submit to any of this draconian action. And Pat, if you're there, let us know. I think we've still got you, but we can't hear you. I wanted to say, you know, you mentioned a very good thing, Bronco, with the fish, you know, being cleansed from the tail up. I think the only hope of this country regenerating any sense of self and decency and morality and character that is consistent and, you know, original to the Founding Fathers' vision, original to the 1776 Constitution. The only way that can happen in this country is a complete return to an anti-federalist attitude, mentality, and culture, which was the culture of the United States of America when it was originally formed. You had 13 colonies. Well, now you have 50 colonies. And those colonies were bound by the Constitution of the United States. They were not bound together by the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Labor, the FBI, or the Bureau of Land Management, or any of these bullshit agencies that have propped up in the last 100 years. All of that has been dross and corruption and waste of money. But the original colonies of the United States were bound by the Constitution and very limited in scope. And the states, Tennessee, California, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, all of these states had their unique personalities, culture, myths, folklore, statues, heritage, history, accent, geographical mass, all of these external materials in the state contributed to the chemical, biological formation of the population in that state, their culture, their heritage, their familial connections. So every state is different and was different and always will be different on a genetic level. The plasticity and the paper of a unified America of this, you know, Star Spangled Banner, F-16s over football fields, all this bullshit and brainwashing, all that is like a bad dream that I think we're waking up from. And I say it's a bad dream because it has decimated this country by getting us in wars that traitors have caused. George Bush Sr., traitor. George H.W. Bush Jr., traitor. I work for the guy. Dick Cheney, child molesting traitor. Barack Obama, yeah, homosexual. Michelle Obama, also known as Michael LeVon Robinson, lesbian, or not even lesbian, transvestite. He's a man dressing up like a woman. This is what we've got up until Donald Trump. And incidentally, we're out in Afghanistan. We do the 9/11 attacks on ourselves. That's been a scientific proven fact. The Twin Towers, impossible to have fallen the way that they did. Building 7, impossible to have fallen the way it did. The Pentagon, impossible to have been hit by a plane. I drove by the Pentagon the next day. There was no wings, there was no luggage, there was no wheels, there was no engine, there was just a big hole in the wall. So the 9/11 event set in motion this juggernaut of military conquest for 20 years. 7 countries in 5 years. According to Wesley Clark and all these others. And we went into Afghanistan for the poppy fields and the heroin. We went into Iraq. We went into Libya. We went into Syria. We've went into now with ambitions of Iraq and Iran again. And all of that has destroyed America's credit. It has turned us from we were Cary Grant and now we're Frankenstein. Think about that. We were Cary Grant. You know, suave, well-dressed, handsome, a smile on our face. And now we're fucking Frankenstein with a flat head, green skin, and bolts in our neck of the military-industrial complex. And we're stumbling around groaning and knocking stuff over and calling it the preservation of human rights and democracy. So the way to heal this country is to pull all of our military out of these endless places that we have no justification for doing, and reassemble our military according to our national priorities. This is one thing I disagreed with General Flynn when I met him this weekend, incidentally. I disagree with General Flynn, and I told him this, about the America being an endless war and peace being an aberration. Well, Russia's not an endless war. Europe's not an endless war. Iran and China are not an endless war. Only the United States is an endless war. And peace is not the aberration. Peace is supposed to be our constant state of national environment. And instead, we're going around causing endless wars to fuel a military-industrial complex. And look at what's happened. We've totally decimated our own freedoms and such. So it needs to start with bringing our troops back here and reconfiguring this nation to be once again an anti-federalist group of states and counties and city states and republics, independent states. That does not open us up for China or Russia. We still have the biggest army on the planet with every person who is armed. And we of course always have the capability of defending against any sort of a Chinese attack or invasion, but we have to bring our troops back here because this country is about to fall. I'll stop there and hand it back to you. Go ahead. And if Pat's with us, please comment.
Is Pat on?
Okay, I don't hear him. So go ahead, Bronco.
Okay. Don't know what General Flynn's opinion about that is, but I have a feeling that he's somewhat sitting on the fence. That is my just personal feeling, just a sense. So I was thinking, what would be a good approach to the problem? Unite the patriots, the plebeian patriots, we, the despised and the vulgar and despicable patriots. If we can unite them, unite us with the patriots, soldiers, people who are in the military, people in the upper echelon, create something normal to see that people and the military are one in spirit. They succeeded to divide us. They put this Satanist there up and in the charge. Then they put the curtains out and we're just observers, and the Kabuki theater goes the full spectrum on all levels. In the industry, in the war theater, it's a war theater, literally, in the economy, politics, and we're just the passive observers, and they send the pacifiers like Juan Osavin, watching, eat popcorn and don't worry about it. No. I would like to see 100 generals. I like to have 100 generals or whatever and have a meeting with them. And then we, the patriots, who are a lot, I can tell you that, and I can organize them, have a meeting, and then we give duties on a local level, and then we have a talk with the sheriff, and we face the sheriff and say, listen, there are hundreds of us here. Bring the Bible here. Put your hand. Swear now. Not what you used to swear to. You're going to swear right now in front of us, and if you break the oath, we're going to arrest you, put in a hole.
Yes.
It's only with the approach, with a force, because these animals understand nothing but a force. Back to you.
Well, Patrick Berge, I was commenting just before he brought you on.
Hey, how, can you hear me now, Scott?
Yeah, we hear you fine, pal.
Okay, great. Fine. Sorry. Great technology night tonight. I apologize. I'm sitting there listening and I'm talking, but nobody can hear me, which is probably better in most cases. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, good. So you heard what I was ranting about. You heard about how I think we need to pull back all of our military from Timbuktu, get us the hell out of every country, every nation, stop this whole out of control military juggernaut cancer, and bring our troops back to this.
Scott, we do such a great job at picking our own government, and we've done such a bang up job in the past historically, influencing other governments. Why would you ever say such a thing? One of these times we're going to get it right statistically, Scott.
Well, that's exactly the issue.
Into decimals.
Well, you know, we don't need a standing army, do we? We don't need a standing army because that seems to be the biggest expenditure. If we dissolved our standing army and you made it like a third, because you can always reorganize and draft and erect an army in a very short time frame. But even if we don't dissolve the entire thing, we
need to see. I barely made it through basic in 9 weeks. I could have probably used 12, Scott. So.
We have a lot of citizen soldiers and patriots and people standing by that I think are at their breaking point. I think they're saying, you know what? I'm done with Biden. I'm done with the feds. I'm coming back home, and we're going to run my state, my county, as we do, and we're going to just divorce ourselves from the feds. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and Patrick Fergie will be with us.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is Jim Fetzer inviting you to join me on The Raw Deal, Revolution Radio Studio B, Tuesday and Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific, JFK, 9/11, Wellstone, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Charlottesville, Las Vegas, the latest on politics and foreign affairs from an unconventional point of view. Come join Revolution Radio Tuesday, Thursday, Studio B.
You're going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? You're some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Welcome back, everybody. We now return to the Concourse Show with your host, Maggie Rose, only at Revolution Radio.
Well, we're joined one more time, Bronco. I want to hand it over to you before we go to Patrick Berge to get his thoughts and on what we're talking about with regards to the change that's happening in America as a result of so many different elements. We've got the Biden administration opening up the borders, flooding the country with these South Americans being loaded onto military transport planes, mind you, which I think is treason. The military is facilitating an invasion of the continental United States by foreign mercenaries, foreigners that are not citizens, are not invited here. They're not refugees. They're corrupting the refugee resettlement program. They're not fleeing political persecution, which is the purpose of the refugee resettlement program in the Department of Health and Human Services. I know I was back there and part of that agency's operations back in 2005, 6, 7, 8. So this refugee resettlement program is a complete fraud. General Milley and these other military officials at Laughlin Air Force Base are contributing to this treason. And they're bringing in, allowing invaders to come in to cause all sorts of disruptions. And when a government does that, when a military does that, I think all bets are off. I think every military person should be turning around and leaving, taking their gear with them, leaving and not obeying any of these orders, and being prepared for what may be a major civil war in this country, because all of the signs are very, very ominous. But maybe I'm wrong. I'll hand it to you, Bronco, and you can talk about it before we go to Pat Berge. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi Scott. Back to the show. I have Maggie on the phone, and she has some news she wants to share and chime in.
Good.
Do you mind if I put her? Go ahead, Maggie.
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Okay, can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you fine.
Can you? Okay, go ahead. Good.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, I am right now, Scott, and you know where this is located. I'm not so sure if Pat would be aware. I just now entered Pat Travis, and I'm now on the 680 heading towards Benicia. Can you hear that?
Yeah. We know where Travis and Benicia is.
Okay. I want to share with you all that I finally found a pharmacist. I'm not going to state what business, whether it was CVS Pharmacy, which is Charlie Victor Sam Pharmacy, or whether it was Walgreens, or whether it was Rite Aid. It does not matter. But I found a pharmacist who was concerned about the fact that he's being asked to give these shots. He's getting ready to retire in about 6 months, and so he's cut back his hours so he doesn't have to get the shot. Can you hear that so far?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Okay. See, when I asked him, I gave him the names of Dr. Mikovits, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Vernon Coleman, Dr. Terry Madre. And I asked him to go to BitChute and Rumble and to Scott Bennett him to look up the information. When I was at the pharmacy with this gentleman, I asked him to open up a box of the shots, the jabs. Now, the two that they were giving at his pharmacy was Moderna and Pfizer. He opened up the boxes of both the Pfizer and the Moderna, and he found that the sheets were blank white on both sides. And the excuse being given to the pharmaceutical people in Walgreens, Rite Aid, and CVS Pharmacy is the reason why they're blank is because it's experimental and it's not been approved. As a nurse, this is bull crap, because at least they should have printed on those sheets what the side effects might be, what the possible risk. And also on those sheets, they're supposed to show the dosage depending upon the age and the weight of the patient. So the fact that the sheets are blank on both sides with nothing on them, and the excuse is because they're experimental, is no excuse. I was very grateful that when I asked him for one of the white sheets, he gave it to me. It's in my possession. I can get it to Scott this week if I'm going to be in Scott's neck of the woods.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Maggie.
Okay, I'm going to hang up until I get to my destination, and then I'll try to turn on my computer.
Sounds good.
Be safe, Maggie.
Safe travels. Safe travels.
All right.
I'll keep listening while I'm driving.
All right.
Well, Pat Berge, I want to get your opinion. What do you think is going to be coming down in this country? What do you think? You know, you and I have been soldiers, and we know our temperaments, and we know the temperaments of those who've served in uniform. There's not a lot of nonsense. There's not a lot of talk. There's quiet training and discipline and guys who can kill when need to. That don't look for it. They're not psychopaths, but they're prepared and they've taken that oath to support the Constitution. And that will never end so long as they're breathing. And I think we're approaching a time where you're going to have people quietly remembering and standing up to continue upholding that oath. And it could be, you know, a pretty violent scenario unfolding. But what is your opinion of what's going to be happening as a soldier? Go ahead.
You know, our taxpayer dollars have created some pretty well-trained patriots, you know, both in and out of uniform. What was it? The French? Did I see that right? Where the police laid down their weapons and everything and join the protesters. Yeah. I don't want to see that. I think that so much of what we are experiencing now is fabricated, right? I, you know, that obviously when it comes to racism, I go around every day. I meet, you know, every single nationality, color. Everybody stops and holds the door for each other. Once in a while, you see somebody really cranky or butt, you know, cranky. I promised Maggie I wouldn't swear. Actually, can I, real funny here, Scott, for a second. Maggie's like, Scott's going to do the show. And I responded back, does that mean I can swear now? And she's like, no. But no, so, you know, I think the Constitution's been around for a long time and it's really strong. And it has provisions for everything that we're talking about, everything we're experiencing right now. I don't believe the provisions of the Constitution are where our troops have to put down their weapons. But I do believe, you know, at some point that could happen. But again, I think so much of what we're experiencing right now is all fabricated. The technologies, the social media, you can see all of the connections. You can see all of the memorandums of understanding between Atlantic Council and all of these organizations. Well, that's exactly what Psaki was talking about the other day, right? The collaboration between our government and these social media platforms. And I, for one, can tell you for a fact that that is not a joke, right? And what they're doing is very real and can alter elections, can alter all sorts of people. We're hacking mankind's shadow. So I think, I don't think we're there. I think it seems like it, but you know, I, like you said, we could be wrong, right? I hope I'm not, but I think people are going to start waking up. I think they're going to lose their control of their narrative. And I think, the emperor will be revealed without his clothes. Did I use the right analogy there, Scott, at the end?
Yeah. As much as in distasteful as it is for me to imagine Fauci without his clothes, I think he is the first
one. I was thinking Biden, but then I spent a lot of time on Hunter's laptop, so please. You did too.
Yeah, poor man, they weren't that good looking, I'll tell you that. They were just some ugly prostitutes.
If my PTSD wasn't bad enough from Afghanistan, then you know, seeing Hunter Biden's laptop, that probably did me in. That that guy is so messed up on every level. Now let's just set aside all of his dealings and the emails. Have you seen the email story put out on that on his stuff? You've got all that. There's just so much to go through, and nobody's doing a damn thing.
I'm
drifting off there, but to answer your question, no, I hope not. I think the Constitution's going to be strong enough. I think if it came to that, like what you were talking, yeah, taxpayer dollars did put together and train some pretty good patriots, right, both in and out of uniform right now. And I think our country's strong. I think we're going to come out of this ahead. We're going to maintain our Christian values, which is what that lightning strike on George Floyd's face on that wall was kind of, in my opinion, God saying he's not happy with what's going on.
Yeah.
How appropriate, isn't it?
Well, people should listen.
Yeah, Bronco, go ahead.
Yeah, I said how appropriate, you know. Nobody mocks God, period. So it's appropriate. When you see lightning hitting that wall, that was appropriate. When you see lightning hitting the Lincoln Memorial, the obelisk, appropriate. The Vatican, twice in the same chimney, that is appropriate. I mean, if that is not a warning, actually, he should increase a little bit the knob, you know.
Right.
So
it's all about what you look for.
I've been kind of contemplating, is there a way that we can approach? See, the soldiers are our children at that age. You know, so what I'm thinking is there a way that we can pass a message to the soldiers not to take the shot? Just quit. Just come home. Quit. Nobody's going to be hungry. We're going to find a way to feed them so we can have their skills on our side. What I'm afraid the most is they'll be decimated. The ones who stay there, they will find another model, yes, of persuasion or whatever, that the soldiers will cave in. We must give soldiers exit, but not their exit, what the cabal is offering. That's, yes, not an exit. That is a lose-lose proposal. We need to say, listen, if they try to do that, come out. Also to the cadets down in the West Point who are sleeping in the tents, it's like, get out, get out. We will reconstitute another academy. You know, they have taken the reins from the beginning since 1812. We haven't had the republic. 160 years, we haven't had a republic. Never. So we have never experienced the republic. President Lincoln became a president of the corporation. Otherwise, he could not have done it had it been according to the original Constitution, 1776, that stipulates that noble title of nobility cannot be, a person with a title of nobility cannot be in a position of government. So Lincoln was not qualified to be a president of United States of America. That's why he became president of United States Corporation. Nobody noticed it. It happened during the Civil War when the northern states all signed up. And that is how it started until 1871, that they verified that 1871 Constitution is their Constitution. It's called Constitution of the United States. That's it, Constitution of the United States. May I remind our listeners, United States is not the same as United States of America. The original Constitution says, the Constitution of the United States of America. United, small u. Now, if it is capital U, that means it's a part of the name, which means it's already polluted. It is a corporate entity. And all of these governments that we have today, federal, state, and local, are are corporations. I'll give you an example. County of Monterey Corporation. Original name, Monterey County. County of so-and-so. If it has off, it means it's a corporation. You have seen signs when you drive on the highway, incorporated. What does that mean? It means it's a corporation. It means when you vote for this local or state jurisdictions, you vote for managers of the corporation. Has nothing to do with the original states. You go to the Black's Law Dictionary, check out what is a state. It says body of politics, which means does not have territorial jurisdiction. The original states did every inch of it, not these guys, and yet they pretend to be our government. They are not our legitimate government. That is what I'm saying. It's good to know. Now, if you know that, you're not going to give them the legitimacy that they strive for. It's like you're not a government. You're a corporation. Get lost. Like corporation, like Department of Education. Corporation. I talked to one here in California. I'm in California, by the way, and tried to get my kid out. So talk to the guys who are in Department of Education in Sacramento, in the capital. They say, well, you can homeschool it, but you need to sign an affidavit. I say, why should I sign an affidavit? Well, you have to if you're educated at home. Then I did a little bit research. Affidavit is a voluntary document. It cannot be mandated, period. So you don't have to sign a spot. I confronted him, said, listen, your Department of Education is listed on the exchange Dunn and Bradstreet. Do you want me to tell you the number? He says, it's not necessary. So I say, how come you demand from me to sign an affidavit? He says, well, no, you don't have to. I mean, you know, if you feel like, if you want to. I say, am I obligated? No, you're not. And we ended up there. This was the first time when I got awoke, like 2 years ago. It's like, there is something here. The guy would have probably sent the FBI here if he was truly a government. No. We're dealing here with corporations. CDC, corporation. All of county is a corporation. All the county agency, corporations. So corporations cannot pass laws. They can pass statutes, ordinances, codes, rules, and regulations. And all of them, you can be bound only if you sign an agreement with them or if you enter into a contract with them. And contract is absolutely voluntary, which means it cannot be implemented. And that is what they are doing, implementing as a law when actually it's under the color of law. Back to you, Scott.
Yeah, that's a very important lesson and language for people to acquire and really be versed in, is this artificiality of the corporation, and it's so deep and so layered in so many different ways. And there are a variety of awakenings that are happening all over the country where people are ridding themselves, decoupling, divorcing themselves of these participations, these memberships, these allegiances, and they are going back to their home rule, original republic mentality and constitution that never goes away. I think this is part of what's going to be happening in the near future, is again this return to a sense of independent sovereign state republics that really are going to be called upon to defend themselves, because the federal military is dissolving very quickly under the weight of this corrosive COVID-19 shot. Question is, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to people when they start to discover they gave themselves the shot and have essentially committed suicide? That their family members have compelled them to get the shot and they've committed suicide. That they've killed their kids, in fact. There's going to be an emotional, psychological meltdown, breakdown into madness, schizophrenia, rage that I don't think most people are prepared for. We are. We've predicted it. We've looked at it. The analytical models, the PSYOP models are all there. It's very complicated when you look at, the composition of the culture and the people and their mentality, their ability, their emotional sophistication, or the absence of all of that. You're going to have a gridlock in many regards. And the question comes, do we have warriors sufficient to stand up for that sort of dystopian infection? And I agree with Pat that when people are forced into a corner, they know how to fight their way out. But it's going to demand a complete, like you said, Bronco, a complete divorcement of the prior legal understandings and an adoption of a brand new legal awareness, a brand new constitutional awareness. So, Pat, I'll go back to you and let you add anything. Go ahead.
So Jim Jones, right, of Guyana.
Yeah.
He talked almost 1,000 people into killing themselves, right? Our government has figured out a way to hack our shadows. So the world right now, the planet, is completely vulnerable to imagine if Jim Jones from Guyana had the weapons that myself and Colonel Paul or something, that other friend of yours that was an IA. Imagine if Jim Jones had that capability, a man with the ability to talk 1,000 people into killing themselves. I wanted to stop real quick and commend Bronco on his conversation. I totally agree with what he's saying there. Everything he said it really well too. And I would add, when I was, I spent like 5 years in South Korea. And when I'd go to a baseball game, well, first their stadiums would be full, right? And they'd have like 50,000 seat stadiums, which is sad because you see, our stadium's empty for so many years. But when you'd go there, they would have like, the Dodgers and they had all the American League names for their teams. But instead of being like, the Seoul Tigers, they were the LG, Tigers or the Hyundai Dodgers, whatever. I'm just throwing them out there. They were losing their identity as a community, and they were selling it, licensing their identities to corporations. So corporations are becoming the new identities of communities. They're those contracts, I think, that just like what Bronco was talking about, right? And it is. And the military-industrial complex is really what's feeding that. It's what's, I think it's a big problem. If we can get control, if we can get people to wake up and see that that we're actually funding our own demise, that we're actually funding people subverting our foreign and domestic policy for their own, whatever perverted agenda, right? We need to wake people up with that, and we need to restore the constitutional integrity of this country. They've been just abusing the crap out of it. It's just astounding to me, right? You've been in this longer than I have, Scott, and my decade in the both the military or in the as a in the military industrial complex, I say every time to this day, fraud, waste, and abuse was the rule, not the exception. And that is our country, you know. The government, the military industrial complex controls the major social media platforms, the social media industrial complex. Social media industrial complex pulls the strings on all of the mainstream media industrial complex. What's Fox going to do if Facebook's takes them off? My God, they're going to bow to anything Facebook says. Then, of course, we got the mainstream media industrial complex, which controls all of our politicians. So we need to just snap that out. You take that out, you wake people up and you say, enough of the Council on Foreign Relations, enough of Atlantic Council, enough on the National Security Council, enough of bringing these CIA assets into as journalists into our country's mainstream media. No, enough. We wake people up on this, and our military can keep taking orders like they're supposed to. We just need to restore the constitutional order of this country. Am I far off on that, boss?
No, I think you're right. I think you're right in that people are people have to lose their identity in order to find the new one. I was talking about this earlier. When you go through the fire, when you go through a certain degree of hammering and you know, training or prison or whatever it is that God takes you through, he really does hammer the iron, the steel, if you will, to get rid of the impurities and the dross, and you acquire a totally different sense of ferocity, discipline. You have a righteous fury and anger against corruption and lies and bullshit and cowards and parasites. You have an intolerance for them. It's like, you know, the dog that has the hair standing on its back when it's growling, ready to go into a fight. That's your sort of constant, chronic spiritual disposition after you've been in combat or prison or both. You're in an aggressive and not in a dangerous or crazy or selfish way, but your mission orientation and your sense of purpose is hardened and focused to a razor sharp edge. And that's why we look at all of this stuff that's happening with a certain degree of no nonsense, no bullshit. This is what's happening. This is how I see it. This is the enemy. This is the threat. This is the countermeasure. This is where we need to go. This is how we need to attack it. This is if we don't, this is the corruption, the perversion that's going to happen as a result. It's like, if you don't stop this, this leprosy or this gangrene, if you don't cut it out, it's going to spread. So we understand it. We see it from a soldierly, a tactical as well as strategic point of view, where most other people are totally oblivious. They're serving. Well, I don't want to do anything the government doesn't want me to do. Well, the government would never hurt me. Oh, the COVID-19 vaccination, I'm proud to get it. I'd get it again. I'd get a fourth one. I'd get a fifth one. Yeah, I'm going to give it to anybody. And if you don't get it, you're a mean-spirited white supremacist bigot that should be thrown into a FEMA camp. That's where the country seems to be going, and it's along this line of ferocity and discipline and the willingness to pick up whatever needs to be picked up and cock it back and make sure that we're ready to advance. I think this is going to very quickly grow, and not in a civil war dangerous way, but in a way of people just carving out the battle lines of their own neighborhoods, their own family, and those who need to be protected.
I agree.
Yeah. You know, we are already in a war. Jeff Ray calls it the fifth generation and or fourth generation. So it is not kinetic. Nonetheless, it is a war. And nonetheless, this type of warfare can bring victors and losers. So it is to advantage of the listeners to notice that the consequences of this soft kill are as equal, if not more dangerous, than with a kinetic warfare. Kinetic warfare, what I mean is like the Second World War. You have artillery, you have airplanes, you have fighting back and forth, ships, and so on. That is a kinetic. This one, look, one third of the world can be dead, not a bullet fired. I mean, what is that if it's not a war? I cannot imagine any civil war that can take 150 million Americans. I cannot imagine it. You know, I tried and I came to a conclusion. It will take about 4 to 8 weeks and it will be probably about 2-3 million dead. It will be finished. So you know what? Sometimes I hear a lot from the patriots, civil war is the worst thing can happen. No, no. Civil war is not the worst thing can happen. The worst thing can happen is what is happening to you right now, and you are tranquilized and you don't know what to do. You're out of your mind, full of anger. You don't know what to do. There is nothing worse than that. I welcome civil war. It will be over in 2 months and we will win. Back to you, Scott.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I said it before. If every single leftist, Democrat, communist who rushes to get the shot were given their just rewards and dead within a few months, the world would be a better place. It would be happier, healthier, safer. You'd have crime go to nothing, in a sense. All of these leftists are the ones that go and do all of this Antifa, Black Lives Matter, you know, instability. It's the Democrats that are the heart and soul of the Chinese communist asymmetric warfare. It's not the conservative libertarian Republican types. We have some problems within some of them, rhinos and such. But I think all of this is going to be, many have described, a culling, a bleeding, or a cleansing of society in many different ways that could result in some major shutdowns. Pat, I want to come back to you. From a strategic level, a year from now, where do you think a year from now America is going to be? What is our situation assessment? What's our environment? What is going to be between now and a year from now? What is going to be transpiring, where we're going to be as a people? Go ahead.
Well, we're going to be coming up pretty close to midterm elections. That's going to be an interesting time. Things are going to just keep going right now, status quo. You got the bad guys on both sides that seem to be, in my opinion, calling most of the shots right now, literally and figuratively. So I don't see, as far as like with the shots, Bronco was talking about, I hope he's wrong. But I certainly can't sit here and say, oh, he's wrong. People can't wait to get their shot. And I don't trust these people at all. So, that could be hugely, obviously problematic if this little experiment, this untested, unverified, uncertified experiment gets any further out of control. I don't know, where are we going to be in a year from now? Boy, it's hard for me to after spending a couple years in the sandbox to really look past tomorrow. I don't like to do that. I found that's actually one of the good things I brought home from that region was of doing what I needed to do today. I think maybe if we could teach more people that, it would be helpful, right? Because we can't wait to see what's going to happen a year from now. We got to act now. Hey, my that documentary that I was went and spoke to with Nick Searcy a while back. That's going to be coming out in, I think, the end of August, Scott.
Tell us about that.
This is a really high end, well done, like Hollywood level documentary. I got the name confirmed today, but it's actually I'm not going to say it because we'll let them do that. You'll probably hear more about it in the next week, according to Chris, the director. You know, this is going to be, I think, a very big, assuming nothing happens between now and when it comes out. this is going to be like Shadowgate that they can't really kill, right? Because it is a really well done, like a Hollywood level documentary. And, right? We start, a couple more days until the demand letter for Alex Jones for the lawsuit. A couple more days on that, Mr. Scott. And we'll be able to, if they don't do anything, and, you know, we'll be able to file this as a case in Texas, right? And this is going to expose all of this stuff, Scott. I'm telling you right now, the branches of this tree go out infinitesimally, right? I mean, it just keeps going out. And we're going to expose all of this stuff between this lawsuit, this documentary, and a bunch of other things going on. This stuff's coming out, Scott. People are going to wake up. And when that happens, we'll restore the constitutional integrity that we lost, and hopefully be able to stop this nonsense and what they're doing to Americans and to the whole damn planet right now. Well, it's just astounding.
You know, I agree with you. The question comes down: are we going to have some kinetic situations? Are we going to have lethal force? Are we going to have? I think we are, but I'll put it to you and Bronco. Are we going to have libtards, retard, fascist, Democrat, lunatic, idiots, you know, who are right out of the Black Lives Matter, Blantifa, Starbucks working, you know, and dressing in black with, this arrogant presumption that they can abuse society and try and break it and crush it and destroy it because, they hate white people and hate themselves so much. Do you think they're going
to... Well, there's profit in for them too, Scott.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, the question is, are we going to hit a kinetic situation? Because when that starts to unfold, it's not just fights in the streets. You're going to have, okay, if there's kinetic operations going on, if there's planning and cell operations and scout operations, if there's a full-on mercenary sort of, infiltration, domestic terrorists, like if we had domestic terrorists coming into the United States, we'd have full deployment of countermeasures. And countermeasures are discover where your enemy is and destroy them, arrest them, or destroy them. And I'm wondering, do you think we're going to have that? Go ahead.
The military-industrial complex makes a lot of money off things that go boom.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to rule that out. And they'll save on shipping now. They won't have that overseas shipping cost. They'll be able to profit with domestic rates.
I see people, and Bronco, you tell me what you think. I see people so sick and tired of this nonsense, sick and tired of the Black Lives Matter burning down the cities in Wisconsin, the McCloskeys, the husband and wife who had their guns ready and these groups of savages breaking down their gate and going through their backyard. People are tired and sick. They're not going to tolerate this stuff anymore. And if the shit hits the fan, if people start dominoing this, and, you know, and you have some real reverse racism going on, like white people being pulled out of their cars and killed and raped and bludgeoned and all that, I could see society and groups of people tribalizing and going very, very, kinetic and almost kamikaze to the point where they shut down their entire town. They put up signs and billboards and messages, terrorists will be shot and killed. And it's hard for people to understand because they don't see it right now. But we know it. We know how these things go, so we can see ahead of time how they'll materialize into communications, how they'll materialize into, operational standards and operational security. And this is nothing to do with the police, mind you. This is nothing to do with police or SWAT or FBI. I could give a shit about what they do. This is about the average citizen police force, the citizen militia, the citizen posse, the constitutional sheriffs that will be elected and that will say, I'm the constitutional sheriff of this county. No bus of illegal immigrants is coming through. Everybody's a deputy, and stand by with your firearm to be a defense of your community when required. So it's a question of, are we going into full-on defensive operations against these communist left-wing groups? What we saw on Capitol Hill January 6th with the mercenaries that were brought in, that whole PSYOP, they're going to probably do to small towns as well. And that's going to trigger a very hyper-aggressive, although perhaps a lethal and invisible sort of guerrilla countermeasure. But I think you're going to have a lot of, you may have a lot of Antifa marching at night burning stuff, but then you're going to have a lot of dead Antifa left in the street from those home guard that stood out and snipered them and put them out of their misery. How do you see that?
What the Bluntifa is a paper tiger. Actually, it's not even a paper tiger. It's a paper tiger fart. And I tell you, a battalion of people, 400 people, very well trained, can take care of it. They'll go to these shitholes like Portland and which one was it down in Washington? Seattle, Chicago. You know what? It's going to take them 3-4 days to clean up, to mop up. This is not a force, Bluntifa force. I mean, do you really consider it? What the whole this catch is psychological operation. It's not a military operation. Come on, folks. You're a military people. You know that. You can deal with it. If somebody gives you a battalion, 300, 400 people, I mean, come on. This is not a force. It's a joke. Now, in the boonies, the normal people, the hillbillies, the one who still own guns, they just need a leadership. Leadership that is failing right now. I know, Scott, you're talking. I am talking. Pat is talking. There are quite few of us who are just talking, but we are not at the point of acting. What we need to do now is get ourselves to the position when the thing hits the fan that we are ready to go kinetic, meaning list of enemies and action. As I said, before that, you can work up on the sheriff issue. If sheriff confronts 100 and 200 militia armed to the teeth that demand from him to raise his hand to swear that he will uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, the original organic, not the Constitution of the United States. That is a fake one. Now, if you accuse him, say, Sheriff, you are not doing what the Constitution says. You're wrong, because the Constitution of the United States is a document that belongs to the corporation. And he is doing exactly what he is told. We are citizens according to that. Citizen means not national. Citizen means employee of the corporation, means slave. So when they treat you like slave, don't cry. because he is doing exactly the oath of office. When he swore, he said that he will uphold the Constitution of the United States. Forget about that document. That is a fake document. That's a corporate document. Go back to the original. And the name of the original is called the Constitution of the United States of America. So you make him swear and say, now, you must obey the Constitution. Here it is, the list of all these people that need to be arrested for this, this, and this, and this, including the prosecutors, including the judges. This is how you start. Then you give a notice to all these evil people that they are not allowed to come to your county because they will be prosecuted. There is nowhere for them to go. Nowhere. Then you have the you have the state marshals. They have the right to go everywhere in every county to do the arrest. You have federal marshals. We need to reconstitute the original Constitution. This is the only way. It must start with the sheriff. As I said, you force him to swear oath to the original Constitution. Then he has no exit. If he doesn't want, remove him. If he doesn't do that, the militia can arrest him. Called citizen arrest, period. Where there is force, they cannot wiggle around. So far, they have been dogs on a loose. No owner. Owner is drunk and asleep. You know? And then, of course, the cat is sleeping and the mice dance on the kitchen table. This is what's going on. And we are all complaining. Men have to take a charge of this one. Not women. Not kids. Not children. Sorry. Not a prejudice. But it needs men with cojones. And don't give up what God gave you. Don't give up. Don't succumb to the pressure of the belittled one physically and mentally. Okay? Don't do that. You know, as you say, in the tough times, the leaders will show up. Tough times do not make leaders. Tough times just shows up somebody who is already made. It took 30 years for somebody to become a leader. It doesn't come overnight. Tough times do not make leaders. They just show up. What I'm suggesting is we get in touch with the normal military people. Try to save the privates. Try to save everybody. Let them join our ranks. And we will tell the corporate fascists that we own this land to the last inch. And if they don't like it, we're going to send them back to mama in England. Back to you. Bye.
Patrick Berge, I'll let you comment on what Bronco was just saying. We've got about another 10 minutes.
Roger that. No, I like him, Scott. He gets it. The one thing I would point out, though, is that, you know, I'm noticing that actually women, and correct me if I'm wrong, but women seem to see through all of this puppet show, I think, more than men do. But, you know, they don't, they won't talk as publicly about it and such. Anybody support me on that?
I support you. I agree with you. Might have been misplaced word. Women with balls, I call them. You're right.
Yeah. No, it's like the guys have to figure it out, you know. Women are figuring it out, but they're kind of quiet about it. But guys need to, you know, the guys with the balls need to figure it out.
You're right, Pat. You're exactly right. Women are figuring it out and they're becoming ferocious because those women that are figuring it out have either good men around them helping them or they're completely by themselves and they've got no one to rely upon. The women, who are missing, you know, the boat and don't understand it, they have usually probably effeminate Democrat men. But these women are rising up and awakening because of the horrors that are being done to their children. And I'm wondering how do we psychologically empower the women to become more aggressive and stand up and become more involved? How do we encourage them to be more warrior-like? And what should we be saying? What should we be communicating to them to arouse that kind of passion? Go ahead.
Send those effeminate men to sleep on the couch a few nights or straighten up their act. Women have tremendous amount of power. You know, and if they're catching on quicker than guys, you know, they just need to start sending the guys to the couch a few times. We'll get this squared away in no time.
No. Well, that fits the Lysistrata, the old Greek play that said they stopped the war between Athens and Sparta by women putting on their chastity belts, essentially.
Right?
Yep. It's Greek.
They just, you know, today we don't have chastity belts. We just block you on Facebook, right? Or send you to the couch. That's a perfectly good way to do it. And guys wake up real quick going, all right, well, maybe I was a little, you know, rash and thinking I should force you into taking the shot, dear. Can I come back to the bedroom now? Yeah, sure. If you haven't gotten one of those shots, because I don't want you scaling off on me or whatever that is that it does. You know, have you heard that, Scott, where like people are like, you know, infecting other people with it, like for the first, like shedding or something?
Yeah, that's exactly the danger. The Tenpenny Mikovits discussion has been that people are shedding or transmitting something through skin to skin that are causing blood clots, causing bleeding. There was a 22-month-old little girl, so she's a toddler, right? She's almost 2 years old, and she goes to visit her grandparents, both of whom got the shot, and then she was vaginally bleeding after she visited with them. So something was communicated, transmitted from her vaccinated grandparents onto her. And Tenpenny had also mentioned a guy was bleeding through the nose and they had to give him hydroxychloroquine and that stopped it. But there is something that is happening that they don't know fully yet. They're talking about dandelion extract is helping stop the receptors from binding with this COVID-19 thing. They're talking about that's why the children don't get infected with this, because their receptors are still not developed. So there's a lot of science that is still evolving. But the bottom line is, Pat, these people are lepers. They're diseased lepers that you can't talk, you can't touch. You can't, I mean, you, if you're married, I mean, this is a civilization.
You're staying on the couch.
Yeah.
Don't be shedding on me in the bed.
Well, you know, we're going to have to be, I think, increasingly, we don't even know how this is going to look 6 months from now. But let's say a year from now, if you measure everybody who got this shot, their gradual, and I hope it's not true, I hope I'm wrong, but if I'm not, we have to play the devil's advocate kind of thing. If I'm not, and this does happen this way, what are the possible scenarios? Well, number one, you could have all sorts of autoimmune dysfunctions and all sorts of eruptions of all sorts of pustules and boils. You could have, There's a disease that is based from the herpes virus that erupts in shingles rising up on people. All sorts of health problems because the immune system's overwhelmed. So you could have society falling into a state of agony and dying off in science fiction level descriptions. I Am Legend, the movie with Will Smith, is not a far cry from the potential reality. And then you've got one choice. Either you're surrounding yourself with these people that are sick, that are shedding onto you, or you have to have a safe distance. That doesn't mean you cut off members of your family altogether and stuff like that. But it's going to be decision time, choice time, very serious decision and choice time, because now your health is at risk. And all of these people that got the shot, they did it to themselves. They did it to themselves. Now, the current military, nobody should get the shot in the military. If you have to turn in your commission or walk away. But it's either you get the shot and die or you don't get the shot and live. You choose. We're coming up
it's a volunteer army.
Yeah. Bronco, we've got about another 4 or 5 minutes left. I'll let you comment. Go ahead. And then Patrick Berg, you can maybe give us his closing thoughts. Bronco, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Scott. Pat, thank you very much for being a guest tonight on Maggie Rose Show. I'm the second violin. I'm a co-host. And I thank you, Scott, for for hosting tonight, helping out a lot, because I would not have been able. This is the first time that I did an opening. So, well, that is about it. I think we should have more often shows like this, make the public aware of what is coming and speculate all possibilities. So nothing, don't leave, when it comes to mind, don't leave anything stone, any stone unturned. Please do that. Contemplate, come up with the ideas, get in touch with Scott Bennett on his website, and that's it. We'll hear you again. Go ahead, Scott.
Thank you. And Pat, we'll let you close us out. We got a couple more minutes. Give us your website, Twitter, how people can follow you, your documentary work. Go ahead, Patrick McBurney.
Hey, Scott, again, thank you. Bronco, very nice to meet you. You can follow me on freedomstream.tv. That's freedomstream.tv. I put out I'm doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday now, 5 to 6, doing the Bergie bit. And I'm hoping Scott's going to join me. Thank you again very much for inviting me on. I always enjoy the conversation with you guys.
Absolutely,
you,
brother. Happy to be
nice
with
to
you.
Nice to meet you, Bronco.
You're welcome.
God bless you. God bless your Bronco. We will see you again. Take care. Have a fantastic birthday.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Right. You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio! Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time across the dimension.